Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The game is in or out. Very simple. We look at the players that are getting the most traction as the big stories in training camp, and we debate whether or not we're in on them having huge seasons or we're out on them having huge seasons. DJ Swearinger was the first player we got. I'm in, Danny's out. Sua Cravens. We both think he's going to have a decent year, but we're out on him being a Pro Bowl talent. Josh Doctson, I'm in, Danny's out. Joey Embu, it knows. I'm out, Danny's in.
I think he makes the club. I think that's how far I'd go there.
Matt Ioannidis, we're both out, which brings us to players 6 through 10.
Here we go.
Our moderator is the Honorable Brendan Darr presiding.
From the So News Desk.
Darburst.
Let's get started back in the defensive backfield. Safety, cornerback, whatever he is, DeShazer Everett.
So he's playing a lot of safety right now. He's done a little bit of both. He's great on special teams. Are you asking if we're in or out on him as a defensive back? Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, I think that's what we're doing here.
Okay. I am going to say out on DeShazer Everett as a safety. Love him as a special teams player. If he's getting a bunch of run at safety, they got some big problems. D'Angelo Hall got hurt again. DJ Swearinger isn't giving them what they need or isn't healthy. Sua Cravens, who was banged up most of the second half of last season, is back to a point where he's not reliable and durable. They still have Will Blackman for depth there. You just heard J.P. Finley say they've used Kendall Fuller at safety a little bit. Bashaud Breeland in a pinch could drop back. I need a situation where DeShazer Everett is not doing a whole lot other than covering kicks and punts. So I'm going to say out on DeShazer Everett.
This is a Redoubty 2.0. It's not DeShazer Everett's fault he's DeShazer Everett. It's the Redskins' fault that they end up with DeShazer Everett playing more often than not. I'm with you. You need the other guys that you've gotten specifically to play that spot, to play that spot, and not only just be there, but be adequate, be plus. That hasn't happened in a while. We've ended up with more DeShazer Everett than we signed up for. So overall, I would say I'm out. Yeah, not down on the player. He is who he is. Let's see if we can have better than he is.
Let's go with another DB. Let's go with cornerback Kendall Fuller.
Kendall Fuller. Now, this is an interesting one because he's that much further removed from the injury. I hated the pick at the time because of microfracture surgery. By all accounts, a good kid. By all accounts, a guy that had plenty of upside. If he's healthy, GP, maybe something good happens. I'm going to say still I'm skeptical that he can hold up for a full campaign. So I'm going to be out with the idea that he could absolutely be impactful for this team. And I might look wrong about it, but I'm going to say out because, again, I just don't trust it.
I'm going to go in. This is not to say that Kendall Fuller is going to be a Bashaud Breeland pushing second corner this year where all of a sudden he's starting opposite Josh Norman. But at the end of last season, people were very down on him. I think at the end of this season, you will understand why he was drafted in the third round.
Man,
he will turn
so.
His career around. I'm in on Kendall Fuller having a bounce back.
So Danny is out on everyone except for Joey Embu.
So far.
Wow.
Which is weird because it's Joey Embu, by the way.
Exactly.
I think he makes the club. That my ceiling is the lowest for him. The other guys, the preseason hype train, I've done the preseason hype train for, 37 years.
But say that again. Danny has been out on everyone we've talked about but Joey Embu, which is hilarious.
I mean, I'm just going to assume he's out on everybody.
Yeah.
I've been doing predictions, and I've been right for everybody
except for
Joey Embu.
Can Danny name his fantasy team the Joey Embus this year?
The Embus.
Would you mind the Washington Joey Embus?
Instead
of the Redskins?
I'll do that for you in one of
Name
my nine
change?
Leagues.
Okay, good.
So we did a lot of defense. We're going to end all on offense. Let's go with running back Rob Kelly.
I am out on Rob Kelly as a featured back focal point who keeps Samaje Perine on the sideline. I think he'll be okay. He's going to average around 4 yards, a little bit more than that a carry. He'll make the first guy miss a bunch. Does a lot of things well. Rob Kelly, being in on him means you believe that he starts close to 16 games, that he gets 17, 18 of the 23 carries a game. I don't see it that way. P. Ryan's going to push him. Thompson's going to push him. Kelly's stock by the end of this year has come down a little bit than projecting to start in week one next year. So I'm going to say out.
Despite Jay Gruden cutting a wrestling promo every time he talks about him and salivating like me over a brownie, I am out on Rob Kelly. They will not be able to run the ball. I don't care who you have back there. Jay Gruden's offenses don't run the ball effectively. This is a Jay Gruden offense. They will not run effectively.
Rob Kelly, man.
It's a dark time, yeah. Rob Kelly is a sunshine bolt, yeah.
Let's stay in the backfield. Samaje Perine.
In. This is what in looks like. This is me saying I'm in. Goal line. Short yardage right away. He'll have success. He will get more carries as the year goes along. And by the end of this season, he will be the starting running back for the Redskins.
Out. They will not be able to run the ball effectively. See my column for Rob Kelly. But he will struggle in pass pro. Where will his touches come from? If it's just a goal line back, so be it. I think he ends up with a couple touchdowns, and that's kind of it. We're going to wonder what happened to his usage. I just don't see enough opportunity. Your third down back is taken care of. He can't pass pro as a rookie coming out of Oklahoma. I just don't see enough touches for the youngster to emerge as a guy that I'd be in on.
Let's, you know what? I actually have two more instead of one more because we have some time.
Oh, I like it.
Let's go with Ryan Grant first.
Out. I don't need to say much else. He's had many opportunities. He has not made most of them. And while he has gotten a lot of targets and catches early in camp, by the way, their first 11-on-11 play yesterday was a 15-yard dig route to Ryan Grant. Never forget. He's starting right now with the first team. He also slipped and fell a couple times, including on one ball that was about to be picked off. We've seen that before. It was in overtime. It cost the Redskins a game. No thank you, Ryan Grant. Your football IQ is a 7.
Now, I know he's lined up offsides before. I know he's had illegal formations a couple different times out of timeouts and really important circumstances. And I know that he can't really do it in games. But I am in. I'm kidding. I'm out. I never want to see him again. I never, ever want to see him again. Not his fault that he's Ryan Grant, by the way. It's the fault of a staff that has decided they are falling in love to try to prove how smart they are. No one cares how smart you are. He cannot play. End it. End it.
That was a pretty good heel turn for the moment. I appreciate it.
Did you buy it for a second? I was like,
no,
dude,
not at
I'm
all.
In.
But yeah, okay. I'm
by
sure
the way, his list of
did.
Guys he was in on would then be Joey Embu and Ryan Grant,
yeah,
which would have made me happy.
Make me so happy.
Dick.
We still actually have some time. Let's go Nate Sudfeld next.
Out. Nate Sudfeld. You know what? Can I ask a question, Your Honor?
This was the easiest prediction of all time. Yes.
Okay. If I think Nate Sudfeld's going to be the third string quarterback on the roster.
You're not in.
Oh, wait. Have one good preseason performance. And at the end of this season, I'm still going to feel like he doesn't have a future in the NFL. Should I say in or out?
I'm going to say that last sentence kind of sums up that you're out.
Okay. Then I'm out on Nate Sudfeld.
I think he goes cross-eyed staring at the clipboard in street clothes on Sundays. I never want to see or hear about Nate Sudfeld ever again. That's another case where people are going to try to prove how smart they are. Some developmental project that was a jag in college with a long release that'd be better suited for the mound. Take me away from Nate Sudfeld, please. No, out.
I'm tweeting right now. We are playing in or out on Redskins players getting run at camp.
Mm-hmm.
11 players in, Danny has only been in on Joey Embu.
Yeah, well, he's out on the guy that wasn't allowed to do quarterback drills and was instead throwing up punts.
That was Nate Sudfeld.
To save the legs Sudfeld. Of guys. He's playing 500 in the backyard.
So
no thanks.
Danny is out on DJ Swearinger,
mm-hmm.
Suha Cravens,
mm-hmm.
Josh Doctson,
mm-hmm.
Matt Ioannidis,
mm-hmm.
DeShazer Everett,
mm-hmm.
Kendall Fuller,
mm-hmm.
Rob Kelly,
right.
Samaje Perine,
right.
Ryan Grant,
right.
Nate Sudfeld,
right.
But he loves Joey Embu. You are all in on Joey Embu.
Again, you say it in a funny way, but all I'm dealing in is lifetime of these. This guy looks great in training camp. That's just fraudulent and lies and nonsense. I read this article about Devin Thomas. I read it about Malcolm Kelly. I read it about Shar Pourdanish. I read it about every jag piece of you know what that has come through here and that has ruined people's Sundays for two decades now. So please don't buy this hype. Guys look awesome in shorts and t-shirts. When it comes to Sundays, this team has not won 11 games since 1991. If any of these are true, this is a double-digit win team. None of these are going to be true. It's very, very low. We need to set the bar lower.
So
lower.
Why are you in on Joey Embu?
Because I think he makes the team. So all the bar is for him is he went from out in the wilderness, not having an NFL job, to can he make this 53? I think that's where we are.
Danny, remember a couple weeks ago when we were trying to debate what to change your nickname to, and we said Danny Riggins or Danny Rippin or something like that?
Sure.
What about Danny Embu?
Danny Embu.
MBU. Will you be Danny Embu for the rest of the week at least?
The rest
before
of this
your
week?
Vacation?
I don't know. If
can
you
need
guys, me to.
Will you change your Twitter name to Danny Embu? Like Dara has Dara Lago? Can you change your Twitter
I
name?
I did that for you, Danny.
You did that on my behalf?
Yeah, you said I should do it.
Can you make it show up as Danny Embu? That'd be funny.
I'll figure out how to do that during the break.
Okay.
Are you in on your cousin
Chase Roullier?
Cousin Chase makes this team. Cousin Chase.
How many offensive linemen are you going to have on this roster?
Eight. I keep eight.
He's the eighth guy.
He's my eighth, I think.
My name is Chase Roullier.
Cousin Chase, what up, buddy?
That does sound like you're in if he's making the team.
Yeah, Cousin Chase, I think he makes the club.
Here's the better question. Is Joey Embu coming to the family reunion as your date?
He's not invited.
No, he's not going to be there?
He doesn't make that team.
You, the wife, and him, you guys are all showing up as one?
Cousin Chase and me are going to compare beards, and we're going to eat ribs and corn on the cob.
Chase Roullier.
Cousin Chase!
Trent Williams, Sean Laval, Spencer Long, Brandon Sheriff, Morgan Moses, Ari Quanjo's in.
Ty Nsekhe's in.
So the eighth guy, you've got a competition between Chase Roullier, Vincent Painter's out.
I think he's going to be out.
So you don't have you're short on tackles, guy.
Ty Nsekhe's my swing guy. He's going everywhere.
Okay, so you only have three tackles?
Probably. Maybe your fourth guy's going to be off the street.
You have quite a roster you're building.
My name is Chase Roullier.
You know who's going to be your backup tackle? Now, you normally have a guy who could play some tackle. I guess Ari Quanjo in a pinch, maybe. But or Brandon Sheriff would kick outside and Quanjo would play inside. You should just play Joey Embu at tackle. What do you think?
I think that's a weird joke. And I don't.
Well, you love him so much, you're probably in on him as a tackle,
yeah,
is
again,
all I'm saying.
I see what you're doing, and I'm glad you're having fun with it. It's just very, very strange.
Grant Paulson, Danny Embu.
Danny Embu.
1 o'clock.
Cousin Chase.
How do you feel about the changes the Nats made at the deadline? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
My name is Chase Roullier.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.